And it's like, well, just getting a pound of flesh for what you think did or didn't think. It's like, if you really want to do something, you better have a get together to go, how do we do what they did? And it's not a secret. The frustrating thing, Kevin, is not a secret.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Believe it or not, though, 2024 is going to be on top of us before you know it. Mark Amadei, it's always good. You always make me smile when you come on the show. Thanks so much, man. Thanks for your friendship. And hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And I know we'll be talking with you in 2023. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you, too, Kevin. You and yours, same to you. And stay warm and enjoy the Christmas season, big guy.
I certainly will. Mark Amadei, Congressman CD2, he'll be working for another week, and then it's Christmas for all of us, even folks in Congress, believe it or not, get to celebrate Christmas. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with the arrival of Christmas parties and other holiday events, you don't want to miss out on any of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, just do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we mentioned how Mark Amadei is going to be a subcommittee chairman come January. Jim Jordan is going to be the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Coming up in our next half hour, you'll get a chance to hear what his priorities are going to be relative to when we take over, when we take the gavel from Nancy Pelosi. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, well, 1231, it's a little congested out there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially on the southbound side, but you're also crowded on the northbound side, mainly between Oakey and Tropicana. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour there on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Look out for some right shoulder activity. That's on the Southern Beltway 215 eastbound before the 15 interchange. There was a multi-vehicle accident there. Good news, though, the crews have left, but there's still some activity. People trading their insurance cards back and forth there on the right shoulder, and there's a bunch of them, too. So approach that area with a little bit of caution.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. Riley Smith scored twice, helping the Golden Knights beat the Blackhawks 4-1 last night. Vegas is 22-9-1 with the win on top of the Pacific Division. Logan Thompson made 24 saves in net. Phil Kessel and Chandler Stephenson had the other goals for Vegas. Jonathan Marchessault and William Carlson with two helpers apiece. Vegas has wins in 3 of 4. They're back home tomorrow night hosting the Islanders. Sunday afternoon, the Raiders are home against the Patriots. The NFL shut down a loophole on kickoffs that the Raiders have been exploiting for the past couple seasons. Back in Week 13, Vegas started using a holder for their kickoffs. The league initially approved of the team's plan. Brock Yasin sat out practice with a knee injury both Wednesday and Thursday. He's questionable for this Sunday. Alex Barrs also sat out practice both days. College hoops tomorrow. UNLV faces San Francisco. Nevada off to Wednesday against Norfolk State. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Where does the magic of the holidays come from? The North Pole? Maybe. Sugar plum fairies? Probably not. At Walgreens, we know that magic comes from you. It's the halls you deck from wall to wall, the wonderful gifts under your tree, and the holly jolly parties you throw. So dash into your local Walgreens, where we'll be here to help every merry little step of the way. Because when you're ready to spread the holiday cheer, it's not magic, it's Walgreens. This week, Starbucks mugs are 50% off. Select styles available while supplies last.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking in our production meeting this morning with gentleman Jim Dallas and Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. And I mentioned that this is kind of a friends and family show. It's the kind of show we normally have Christmas week, you know, the week leading up to Christmas. But in this particular case, it's 1 week early because guess who's here? Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, who joins us. Tommy, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, Kevin. Pretty good. You know, just waiting to get through the next 2 weeks and start a fresh new year and build some new casinos and hope everybody start the new year off right. So it's going to be a lot of fun in 2023.
Got to ask, you got your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it makes it easy these days. You know, you just go on Amazon and buy whatever you need.
Well, it is. And in fact, I made the pronouncement on our morning show, The Club, that I have now completed my Christmas shopping. And it actually ended at a Smith's with a bunch of gift cards. We'd gotten to all the brick and mortar stores, and eventually it ended up at Smith's with gift cards. And the only thing that's easier than that, as you say, is being able to just either go online and get gift cards or order something from Amazon. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. You're definitely right. But, you know, there's certain gifts out there that, you know, one of the things that I bought, actually I bought it for my 30-year-old daughter, was when she was about 4 years old, me and her sat together on one night and we built a Lincoln log cabin. And
oh, wow.
I was in the store the other day and I saw one of those Lincoln log cabins.
They still sell that stuff?
They still sell that, and I was surprised. And that's what she's going to be getting for Christmas, is a big Lincoln log cabin set.
Oh, that is so – I had no idea. Now, there's something that has, time-tested, so to speak, that it was around when you and I were growing up, and it's still around for our kids and eventually for their kids.
Yep. Definitely, and hopefully, you know, she'll have a lot of fun with, you know, her and her friends and, building a log cabin like we did when she was 3 or 4 years old.
Isn't that incredible? I want to ask you, for your members, for your union, what is it you want for Christmas? What do you want from Santa?
I think it, most importantly is, you know, for Christmas time, have a healthy Christmas and make sure you spend it with the family. Make sure you take care of the kids. Make sure you put a smile on the people's face that are around you. And just, you know, make Christmas Day and the rest of the days for the end of this year and the rest of the days going into 2023, make them as happy and as successful as you possibly can.
Can you run down just a short list of projects that you've got on the board that will begin in 2023? Obviously, we've got the F1 stuff that's going to be big, and there's a lot of – is there a lot of construction going on with that?
Yeah, so the road construction for the F1 project hasn't started yet. That's probably not going to start until probably, I'd say, the middle of the year. But we will be finishing off that building that's over there on Harmon and Paradise. You're going to have Stations Casinos proposed to build three more casinos. They demoed down, of course, you know, the two that they had, one out there in Henderson and one on Rancho. You have a lot of room remodels going on. You have a lot of road work, infrastructure work going on. I would really look forward to seeing if, I know we spoke about this on a couple of your shows, I would really look forward to seeing if the Oakland A's are going to really decide and make a really true effort to move to Las Vegas. That's what I'd like to see in 2023. If they do, that's going to give us an opportunity to build another world-class stadium, and I think we'll have a lot of fun doing that.
I know you keep your ear to the ground, and you know a lot of people in very high places in this town. Do you get a sense that that's going to happen? I mean, every time I hear news from the Bay Area, it's bad news for the A's staying in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I actually think it's going to wind up possibly happening now. I mean, you always hear, you know, first I was, to be honest, I was very doubtful that that was going to happen, but now you see, you know, you see what's going on, and there's more of a push than there was before. So, I think we'll be okay.
Well, and the fact that baseball has already said it will pony up money, or at least forgive a debt related to the relocation, that's a major, major milestone. I mean, that's a billion-dollar deal.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime they're going to build a stadium like that, you know, it's probably more than a billion dollars. And I mean, I look forward to it. And you know, doing something like that's going to bring bring a lot of tourist dollars into our city again. And it goes back to, and we talked about this before, you know, you got to remember how many people were doubtful about us getting the Raiders stadium and it working out. And I mean, if you really take a look at it, it has really worked out for everyone here in the state, especially in Las Vegas. And I think it's going to be a big plus should we go ahead and build a baseball park.
I think it'd be great. I want to take just one quick look back at 2022 and your thoughts of what went down. What kind of a year was it for your workers, for your union, and for our community?
To be honest with you, Kevin, I think it was a great year, 2022, for my people. We got back to work. We didn't have so much restrictions put on us from COVID anymore. We didn't have, no major injuries on any of our projects for my union. And we were able to just keep moving. We would like to see, more work coming out of 2022, but whatever we had, and we look forward to everything happening in 2023. We sustained ourselves during the end of COVID, which now I guess they have something else going on. But I think if everybody works their way through it, whether it's the flu, whether it's them getting a cold, or whether it's all three of them with COVID now, I just want everybody to be healthy and we need to keep our push on. We got a great city here. We got a great state, and we're just proud to be here and proud to continue doing what we do.
Tommy, it's always good visiting with you, especially at the holidays. We may not talk next week, but I know we'll talk with you as we get closer to the new year. But hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And here's to a great 2023, my friend.
Oh, you too, Kevin, and to all your listeners. I'm going to say this on your show and your show first, right? There's going to be a big opportunity for myself and my organization and everybody else here in Las Vegas in 2024. So I'll say this to you on your show, and I'm going to say it to you first. Come January, I will make a definite decision whether I'm going to run for mayor of Las Vegas. You're the first one to hear that, and so are your listeners. And we're going to need a big push on that, and we're going to do the best we can. The same thing that this union has done for this city, we're going to do it for the city in a much higher position.
I think that is amazing. And you say you're going to know if you're going to do this by January?
I'm going to make my announcement. I'm about 90% there right now, but I'm going to make the very first formal announcement and press release coming in January. But I wanted you and the rest of your listeners to know first.
Tommy, that is amazing, amazing news. I love the idea. You have been a leader in this community for so many years. And, you know, getting into the arena, is this your first time in the arena, so to speak? They always
talk
about.
Yeah, and, you know, and I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, I spoke with a couple of former mayors, and they think that, you know, former mayors of Las Vegas, and they think that it's a great idea. And I spoke with a couple of people that I know that have been mayors throughout the country, and they think it's a great idea. And you know, Las Vegas is a little bit different than everywhere else. You don't just have the normal mayor in Las Vegas. You need the personality that's going to bring people to Las Vegas. And I think I have that, and I really truly believe I could do the right thing for our city. And, you know, we're going to take our punches across, you know, because people want to dig at you and throw at you, and I'm okay with that. Let them. But, you know, it's I will do the same thing that I have done for my union is the best job that I could possibly do. I will do that for the city of Las Vegas.
We'll know for sure in January. Thank you so much, yeah. My friend, for sharing that good news. And I know we'll be talking again. If not next week, we'll certainly talk early on in 2023. Thank you, my friend.
We definitely will. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
There you go. News being made on this radio program. We'll know for sure in early January. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The Runnin' Rebel basketball season is here, and UNLV returns to the Thomas and Mack Center on Saturday, December the 17th, for a showdown against San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now, and fans can save with a family four-pack. Visit UNLVtickets.com or call 702-739-FANS to learn more. That's Runnin' Rebel basketball, returning to the Thomas and Mack Center on December the 17th.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Hey, listen up. Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our good credit sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me, 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Major breaking news. Yeah, how about this? Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, is 90% sure he's going to run for mayor. Final decision will be made first of January. We'll see how that plays out. I promised I'd let you hear from Jim Jordan. He was on with Trace Gallagher last night. What will the House Oversight Committee be looking for on January 3rd? Here it is.
We want to know if they did the same darn thing at all the other social media platforms. We know because of Elon Musk what they did at Twitter. Our working theory is they did this with all the big tech platforms. We also, our working theory is that this was an information, a misinformation operation run on the American people. You know, that letter from those 51 former Intel officials said, yep, this has all, the Hunter Biden story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian misinformation operation. Mm-hmm. Well, the truth is our government colluded with big tech to run a misinformation operation on we the people just days before the most important election we have. And the facts all point to that. We want to see how widespread it is because we know what Zuckerberg told Joe Rogan, that the same thing happened to him and Facebook that happened at Twitter. We want to know how broad this goes and find out exactly what took place.
What about those 51 Intel officials? Will you bring them in? And if so, are there any potential consequences for those people doing what they did?
Well, this is, if you got government pressuring people to limit First Amendment rights of Americans, that's potentially a civil rights violation. We'll have to see. But I think it was all coordinated. And remember, Jim Baker was on both sides of the equation. Jim Baker was the chief counsel at the FBI when they were spying on Trump, when he accepted the information from Clinton's attorney, Mr. Zussman, that was all garbage. Then he goes to Twitter, conveniently just a few months before the presidential election of 2020. So it sure looks like this was a cozy relationship, and you had big government, big media, big tech colluding to keep critical information from the American people, again, just days and weeks before the most important election we have.
I thought that was really insightful from Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, the head of the House Oversight Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Does your car need work? Are you putting it off because you dread the hassle of taking it to a shop? Now you don't have to with RepairSmith. RepairSmith mechanics come to you and do the work in your driveway. That's right. Any work your car needs, from simple jobs like oil changes to major repairs, they do it all at your house or workplace, even on weekends. Your day can go on as planned. Expert RepairSmith Auto Mechanics will arrive with all the parts your car will need, so there are no delays.